Hello everyone, this show has content in it, and this is a warning about that content. Some of it's very adult, so if you're an adult as well, you go ahead and keep on listening. But if you're a little kid, well, guess what, buddy? You probably shouldn't be listening to this. What are you doing listening to podcasts anyways? You have so much of your life ahead of you. You should be going out and doing crazy stuff like riding bikes and I don't know, whatever you little guys do nowadays. You go have fun. Stop listening to this, you little turd.
Everyone, this is Sean Random.
This is Andrew Bush.
And what we're doing today is an extra special, 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 special.
Especially special.
It's extra special, special.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can come to expect these. These are going to be a regular thing that we put out. We just finished our first season.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. If you have no idea what we're talking about, go listen to those episodes. They're worth a listen. If you're a listener to our show, you'll know that in the middle of every show, we put in an audio sketch.
Yep.
Now, some people really like the sketches, some people really hate the sketches. If you really hate the sketches, this extra special, special, special is not for you. No, this extra special, special, special is for the people who love the sketches, because this extra special, special, special is entitled
Just the sketches.
That is correct. For the next couple of episodes that we're going to put out, they're going to be extra special Random Bush Presents Just the Sketches specials. And it's going to be just the sketches that we used in our first season, all crammed up into a couple of little episodes.
Yeah.
So a good time will be had by all. These are not regular. This is not normal. As I said, this is an extra special, special episode. We've got a couple of them coming at you. So if you really like the sketches, you're really going to like this. And if you don't really like the sketches, just hang in there. We'll have some more episodes out real soon.
Yeah, there'll be more talking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Flight 84 with nonstop service to Dallas. So you know, this is not the captain speaking. The captain does not speak English. He is a duck. He is Captain Duck. We are next up in line for the tarmac, so we are going to be pushing off here in just a little bit. Please ensure you securely store your luggage in the overhead compartments if it does not fit underneath your seat. And thank you so much for flying with us today.
What? Did he say the captain is a duck? There's got to be some kind of mistake. Excuse me, miss?
Yes, sir. Is everything to your liking?
Did he say duck like a guy named Captain Duck? Or an actual duck?
Oh, no, sir. The captain is, in fact, a duck.
Like a bird?
Yes, sir. A waterfowl.
What? I gotta get out of here.
Sir, please calm down. I'm afraid we have already shut the cabin doors, and they cannot be reopened at this moment.
Please, may I speak with the captain?
Okay, sir. Just please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened, and I'll go see if he's available to come out right now.
This is ridiculous. I mean, a duck?
Good evening, sir. You requested to speak with the captain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now that I see you, it's just ridiculous. I thought they said the captain was a duck.
Yes, that is correct, sir. I am not the captain. He is the captain.
Are you messing with me?
No, sir. Would you like to give him some bread?
No, I don't want to give him bread. He's not a captain. That's just a duck.
Sir, I will have you know that Captain Duck is an accomplished pilot. He's been flying his whole life. I mean, he's a natural flyer.
No, I get that he can fly, but he can't fly the plane.
Sir, with all due respect, I'm not sure you understand the complexities of aerodynamics. What could possibly go wrong?
He doesn't have hands. He's going to crash the plane.
Sir, you're beginning to upset Captain Duck.
I don't care!
I will have you know that Captain Duck is a veteran. He flew in Korea.
In an aircraft?
He was shot down and held as a POW. They wanted to cook him.
What?
Let me ask you something. When you see a duck flying in the sky, do you think it's going to crash?
Well, no.
And why is that?
Because they're natural flyers.
Well, there you have it, sir. Please. Sit back and enjoy your flight.
Sir, I can see that you're a little upset. Can I get you anything? Maybe some peanuts or some water.
This is just like that flamingo bus driver.
Wait. What'd you just call me?
A Pegasus. Aren't you a Pegasus?
A Pegasus? Do you see any wings on my back? I can't believe this shit. Every day with Pegasus this and Pegasus that. Pegasus. Bitch, that's racist. I'm a flying horse. There is a difference, you know. But to you, I'm sure we all just look the same. Do you know how many flying horses there are in this whole great big world? One. And you're looking at him. Pegasus. Pegasus. More like Pegasus my ass. And this is a horse's ass. A flying horse's ass.
I don't like horses anymore.
Yeah, you better walk away. Keep walking. Pegasus. I can't believe this shit.
That monkey has herpes!
Ew! We're out of here!
You're so gross!
Are you serious? Don't touch me, herpes monkey! No!
Well, looks like you did it again. What do you have to say for yourself, herpes monkey? Do you think I'm just going to stand here and take these same sad excuses? You know what? Save it, herpes monkey. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Remember, kids, herpes monkey always says... That's right, herpes monkey. You scamp, you.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Fred's Frigidaire and Kitchidaire Accessories. Anything I can help you find today?
Yes, hello. My husband and I are shopping today for a brand new refrigerator.
We are only looking. I still think we could find a used one that would work perfectly fine.
You're absolutely right, sir. I'm very confident you can find a secondhand model that will certainly get the job done. In fact, I can suggest a few reputable places around town where you might be able to find such a purchase. However, I would be remiss to point out that a refrigerator is not just another appliance. No, sir. This is utilitarian furniture. I'm as thrifty as the next guy, so I understand practicality. And when you stop to think about it, this isn't some bauble just lying around the home. This is a tool. This refrigerator will be responsible for keeping the food you need to feed your family safe to use. When it comes to purchasing tools, I see them as an investment. And when it comes to my family, well, only the best for those I love. Why else would I be here at work on such a beautiful day? Am I right or am I right?
I mean, he does raise a few good points.
He does. Let's just look around and see if we can find anything within our budget.
You two go ahead and check out the display area. And if you have any questions at all, just call out for Fred and I'll come running.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. He seemed nice.
He's a salesman. They all seem nice.
Oh, you be nice, honey. Look at this one, honey. Oh no, look at that one. Maybe we should get one with the freezer on the bottom. I hear that are like more energy efficient and just they're cuter. Oh, This one, honey, look, it already matches the cupboards.
Whoa, look at the price tag on some of these. Honey, we can't just drop $3,000 on a refrigerator.
Well, you heard Fred. This is a major purchase. We're gonna have this fridge for like 20 years.
I think this $1,200 model will last 20 years as well.
That looks like it should be in a dorm room. Honestly, honey, come on, take this seriously.
I'm trying to.
Oh, honey, look at this one. This one's really nice. And it's on sale.
That is pretty cheap. It looks really nice. I wonder what's wrong with it.
It's likely just a floor model out of a box special or something. Hey, Fred, what's the deal with this one?
Well, that didn't take too long. I knew the two of you would find something you'd like. Which model are we looking at here?
This big white one here.
Why is it so drastically marked down?
Oh, this one. Listen, you two seem like a really nice and genuine young couple. I wouldn't want to burden you with, well, this particular model.
Well, what's wrong with it exactly?
Well, I mean, nothing really. Technically speaking, there is nothing wrong with the way that this particular machine operates. But like I said, I don't think this is the right fridge for you. If you'll follow me over here, I'd be willing to cut you a great deal on one of these modular units. I really think this is more of what you're looking for.
Wait a minute. If there's nothing wrong with it, then why is it so cheap?
This particular refrigerator happens to be, well, the thing is, this refrigerator is racist. Like I said, I don't want to burden you with this, and I'd hate for you to think that this refrigerator's views in any way are associated with the views here at Fred's Frigidaire and Kitchenaire Accessories. We are an equal opportunity employer. It's just when you order in bulk, sometimes you get a bad apple in the bunch. Like I said, please let me show you something else.
Wait. How is the refrigerator racist?
We don't know why. Maybe it had a bad experience during development or something. I'm just a salesman. I don't know about these things.
But it's a fridge.
Well, you see, it harbors negative feelings towards anyone who isn't of Caucasian descent.
But it's not of Caucasian descent.
Whoa! Don't let it hear you say that. Listen, I get it. I do. I'm on your side in this. But it is what it is. We all wish it wasn't, but that is a racist refrigerator.
Racist refrigerator? This is a great deal. What's the catch?
There's no catch. If you want this fridge, I'll be happy to see it go. But I hate to think of this refrigerator just sitting there in your kitchen, in your home, being just full of hate and racist judgment, just piling it out on you and your innocent family for years.
Wow, you're really committing to this whole racist refrigerator thing. I think this may be the one, honey.
Well, hold on. I mean, I don't want a racist refrigerator in our house.
Wait, what? Honey, the refrigerator is not racist.
We don't know that, honey. We only just met this appliance.
What are you talking about?
I get you. I do. It seems silly, but now that I know that it's a racist refrigerator...
Honey, we don't know that. We actually can't. Because it's a thing that can't be known. Because it's not a thing.
I don't know. Let's shop around a little more.
Honey, we came here to buy a refrigerator. We have a great one right here at a great price.
Like I said... Let's keep shopping. Oh, look at that one. Honey, it would be perfect.
But look how expensive it is.
I hope your kitchen is on the first floor. That refrigerator is afraid of heights.
The pirate alphabet.
R. Bar. C. Ah, the sea. Ha ha, she's a lovely mistress. dark. Yerg. Farg. Yerg. Harg. Aye. Aye, indeed.
Hey there, listener. I just wanted to take a quick moment to just ask you, could you tell your friends about this show? Could you just do me a favor and jump on social media? Not now, but when you get a chance, and just go, hey guys, I found this great new show. I really enjoy it, and I think you'd like it too. If you could do that, that would mean the world to me. It would be so huge. Thank you so much.
Well, yes, bring in the prisoner.
Yes, have him sit right here in this chair, right under the lights.
Sit there, prisoner. Sit right there.
Hello, Mr. Bush.
Hey, what's going on?
We will ask the questions. Joseph provides the answers. And you better hope that I like the answers.
Questions for what?
I said I will ask questions.
He will ask the questions.
Now, Mr. Bush, eyes here. Eyes here to me.
Okay, what?
Mr. Bush, you pay close attention. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
A pack?
Oh, we are working with smart guy, I see.
Smart guy.
Oh, you think you know. He's thinking, what a pack.
All right, I have a question now for you. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck? Wood.
How much wood did he chuck?
How much wood did a woodchuck chuck? How much could chuck?
I'm guessing as much as a woodchuck could chuck.
Oh, you're guessing. You're guessing. You do not know.
As he could, I guess, he says.
He says he guesses.
He says he guesses. He knows how much.
Yeah, he knows all about the woodchuck. We know all about you and your woodchuck.
Ask him the other question. Ask him the question. That will hurt him so bad if he gets it wrong. Oh, we hurt him so bad.
I don't want to hurt him.
So bad.
I don't want to hurt you, Mr. Bush. Why do you place me in a situation where I must hurt you?
You want to play games, Mr. Bush. No, we will don't play games. Ask him the question.
Mr. Bush, eyes on me! Eyes on me!
Okay, fine. What?
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
No.
Smart guy!
He's very smart.
Oh, I don't like him!
Cheetah, check him! Check him for a question. Check him. I have this one more question for you, Mr. Bush. One. That is the greatest of all podcasts on the internet.
The greatest, Mr. Bush!
That would have to be the Random Bush Show on Podbean.
He's right. It is Random Bush. He is correct.
It is the best show.
Okay, that's very accurate. Yeah, very, very good. Yes.
Okay, can I go now?
You are free to go.
Hans Frankenstein Bein.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to get for lunch?
I was thinking maybe Rubens.
Rubens is good.
I love Rubens. But pastrami, not the corned beef. That's bullshit, Rubens. Mr. Bush, get out of here!
Complete waste of time with that.
Leave, Mr. Bush.
Leave.
We are done with you.
Coming soon to a theater near you, from Nickelodeon Studios, from the producer of He's My Girl and Millennial the Musical, featuring the hit song Gimme Gimme, as performed by the teen hip-hop sensation I Earned This, comes the untold true story of the greatest manhunt in modern history. SEAL Team 6. Team?
I will never talk to you, American scum. We have ways of making you talk.
No, please make it stop. I'll tell you anything. Please, please, please.
Hold on. We're almost to the good part.
Presenting an all-star cast, including, from the hit show Where's My Phone, Zephyr Winhelm, Tiger Beat Heartthrobs Cody Taylor, Taylor Max, and Max Cody, and presenting fresh off his international rock tour, the first time on film, Jonas Kola, and the vaguely European, way too hot to be underage, like we know what you're doing, it's disgusting, and you're way too good at it. Like seriously, let me see her ID. No shit. That's freaky, bro. Child star, Ariana.
I can't.
You know you can. Look at me. You can do anything. I believe in you.
You know what? You're right, Taylor. I totally can.
First, we're gonna wreck Afghanistan, then we're getting wrecked in Vegas!
Bro, you totally know we're going to Pakistan, right?
Pfft, whatever, bro.
This fall, in theaters everywhere, don't miss SEAL Team 6. Team?
Porn star fun facts. If a female ferret doesn't have sex for a year, she will die. I feel you, sister.
Formicophilia is the sexual fetish of having small insects or worms crawling all over your body. How exciting.
Snails engage in extra long foreplay. For weeks, they flirt and dance before he shoots sharp sperm darts into her, and then he disappears into the night like a ghost, never to be seen again.
The Black Widow spider eats her mate during and then finishes the rest of him after sex. This hungry spider can eat as many as 20 lovers in one day. I've done a couple shoots like that. Those are long days.
Humans are not the only ones interested in head. Oral sex is a popular pastime for wolves, bears, and bats, who are known to participate in the practice quite often.
The largest penis in the animal kingdom is swung by the great big whale. He takes the top spot with a penis that reaches up to 10 feet in length. Oh my, don't bring that anywhere near me.
Gay penguins are a known thing. It's not uncommon for two males to mate for life, build a nest, and even look after stones, treating them as surrogate eggs.
Alligators spend their entire lives with an erection. According to the National Geographic magazine, it comes out like toothpaste from a tube and bounces back because it basically has a rubber band attached to it. That makes you think twice before brushing your teeth twice a day, doesn't it?
Nearly every koala in the country of Australia has chlamydia.
The queens of ants, bees, and wasps mate only once in a whole life, and it's a gangbang. Many males line up around the hive and last several hours. Then the sperm does battle inside the queen's body. The winner gets to fertilize the egg. Sure, I'm glad I'm not an ant.
Female snakes can store sperm from different partners in their bodies for up to 5 years. When she decides she's ready to be a mother, she chooses which sperm to use from which partner to fertilize her eggs.
The creature known to scientists as Phoenicia dorothea is thought to have been the first animal on Earth to ever had sex, pushing the history of sex back by up to 30 million years, and thus starting the proud tradition, we salute you, Phoenicia dorothea.
I like animal fun facts.
Me too. Animals are fun.
Facts!
time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And every time a vegan complains in a restaurant, a demon eats a kitten.
Excuse me, does this omelet have eggs in it?
Vegans, please stop complaining in restaurants. This message has been brought to you by the Foundation for Kittens, Adorable Helpless Kittens.
It's okay. I won't let the vegans hurt you.
Hey friends, Sam here.
And Sal.
Now are you sick and tired of having dry, firm, boring old boxes? Well, over here at Sam and Sal Slugwell's Soggy Boxes. Hi, I'm Sam Slugwell.
I'm Sal.
We got a box that won't hold any of your shit. Want to walk for a couple feet with a box in your hands and not have that box smear all over your hands? Well, then you better not buy a box here. Our boxes are as soggy as Grandma Slugwell's uncooked cookies. Sweet salmonella.
That's what they used to call me back in school.
We got five boxes in five different flavors. We got all the classics. Dog piss, cat piss, bum piss, garbage juice, and now for a limited time, placenta.
As per state board of regulations, placenta will not be shipped to Utah, Washington, or Maine.
So come on down to the Giant Soggy Box, located a quarter mile down Fifth Avenue from the Waffle House, between the abandoned shoe warehouse and that old green dumpster where they found that half-eaten hobo.
I didn't eat that hobo!
Now nobody said that you did, Sal.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that our boxes are the weakest in all the county. They're used boxes.
Used by me. This one here's my girlfriend.
Now, Sal's girlfriend's not for sale.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
You're welcome there, baby brother. So come on down and get yourself a soggy-ass box. I promise you, if it ain't the soggiest box you've ever tried holding, well, then we're just going to have to smash your uppity college-going entitled kneecaps with a tire iron.
I'll hit him myself.
Oh, now just calm down
there,
Sal.
No, I'll do it, Sam.
Come on, Sal.
Just hand me the
Calabar
bar.
Sal, you need to just calm down. You know what? I'm going to have to go and get the helmet. If you keep talking like this, I'm going to go and get the helmet. Put on your head. I'm going to put it on your head, Sal.
I'm
going to go put the helmet on your head. Put the helmet on your head. I'm going to put it on your head. Okay, okay, okay. Calm down there, baby brother. Calm down. We're just talking about soggy boxes.
I like soggy boxes.
Me too! And I'm sorry, folks, we just get so excited about soggy boxes over here at Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes, and that's what makes them so damn soggy! So come on down to Sam and Sal Soggy Box, Box Soggy Box, Box of Sog, Soggy Box of Yeah!
Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes.
Why is this wet?
Well, that's the end of this show. Tune in next week for more of this show again.